The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off. We've got James on the line. Hi, James. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm okay. I kind of need help. I'm getting blown off.
Yeah, you sound stressed.
Yeah, you sure do. You sure do. What's going on? Who's blowing you off?
Dana. Her name's Dana.
Dana.
Yeah.
Girl. Okay. And is this a girl that you've dated, I'm guessing, or is this just...
Well, I'm trying to go out with her again, after the hurricane. Since the hurricane happened, she hasn't been normal. She hasn't, I talked to her once.
Right.
And she was like, hello. I said, hey, how you doing? She said, I'm busy. I got to go, pretty much. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
And since then, I've texted her and called her, and she, she hasn't got back to me.
How many times have you gone out?
We went out about 3 times, and then the hurricane happened.
Right.
And so, it's been about a week.
Right.
Okay.
Trying to go out with her again.
And she just won't respond?
Well, not since that one time. She's like, yeah, I'm busy. I got to go. And then I was like, okay. And then I've reached out since then, and nada.
Right.
That's really weird. How were your dates before the hurricane? Were they, fun and eventful?
Yeah. I mean, we had 3 good dates, and I was thinking it was going to continue.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. Why don't we can go ahead and call her and find out what's going on. When was the last time you actually spoke with her?
It's been about 2 or 3 days since I last texted her.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't. Yeah.
Doesn't mean she responded though.
No. So. Yeah. I text people all the time. I'm still waiting for responses. All right. Let's call her up and find out what's going on. Okay, James.
Yeah, that's what I'm called.
Okay. Good.
All right.
That's what we want to get.
Convincing.
Hang on. Well, ready or not, here we go.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, Dana.
Yes, who's this?
Good morning, Dana. Hi, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
Hey, Dana.
Oh, my gosh. I'm great. How are you guys? I was just listening to you this morning.
Oh. How recently?
Oh, well, a little while. Not right now. I mean, I'm getting ready for work.
But... Oh, okay, good. All right, great. Great. Listen, we'll take a minute out of your day. We want to talk to you for just a second.
Okay.
We wanted to ask you about a dude that you were seeing, James.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I don't even want to talk about that guy.
Why don't you want to talk about that guy? Because we want to talk about that guy.
I'm sure. Well, we went out a couple times, and then, the hurricane happened and everything.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. And so... I lost power, and he never even, invited me over to shower or hang out or watch TV or, anything like that. He just left me with no power.
So...
Wait, what?
Wait a minute. You lost power. Did he have power?
Yeah, he called Monday morning, and he was like, hey, how's it going? Do you have power? And I was like, no. And he was like, oh, my gosh, that sucks, blah, blah, blah. And so I asked him if he had power, and he was like, yeah. He's like, all right, well, when your power comes on, give me a call. We'll go out again. He never asked.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, hold it. Whoa, excuse me. Whoa. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Who is that?
That's James.
Oh, my gosh. You do not have that guy on the phone.
Yeah, he's here.
I didn't want you to think I was trying to get in your pants. I mean, I didn't want to appear sleazy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I didn't care. I just needed to get a shower.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
You can get in my pants all you want as long as I can get in your shower.
Hang on. I didn't want to use a hurricane. I didn't want
All right, no, I get it. And Dana, how long were you out of power?
Like three days.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And, James, you didn't think to invite her over to, sit in the air conditioning and watch TV or a shop?
Listen, we'd only gone out a couple times, and I didn't want to... I didn't want to think she, you know, I didn't want her to think I was using the hurricane to, like, get with her. Like, I was trying to be respectful.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody cares. I was like, I had no power, no TV, no AC.
Right.
Like, what kind of guy just leaves a girl stranded like that?
Yeah.
Like, he had power.
I wasn't trying to leave you. I just wasn't trying to take advantage of you. I figured, you know,
right.
I'd let you get through it all, then we'd go out again.
I mean, look, in the middle of a hurricane, if you have power, that's really the best way to get with a woman. Like, forget diamonds, forget jewelry.
I mean, and I'm sure
you know what I'm saying?
I'm sure you were probably hinting at it, right, Dana?
Like, he's like, you know, you don't have power. I was like, no, you know, no TV, no shower, no nothing. And he's like, wow, that really sucks.
I mean, the clues are all there, James.
You know,
well, I just didn't seem. I didn't. I was. I guess I was being pretty stupid. I didn't think it was appropriate to. That was wrong.
Yeah, in a hurricane, nobody cares.
Yeah. So, I mean, Dana, would you have gone over to his house if he invited you over to use his shower and stuff? Would you have thought it was,
I mean,
maybe?
It was disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, you guys were there. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, sitting in a hot house doing nothing. Melting.
Yeah. I mean, James, I don't know. It seems to me like you could have been her knight in shining armor. Like, you missed a really great moment.
I missed the moment. I didn't think that way. We'd only gone out, you know, not that many times. And I was just like, it didn't dawn on me like, oh, she'd come over and, you know, get naked in my shower. I was just trying to be respectful, so I guess.
Oh my gosh!
Wrong.
Okay,
I read that wrong.
I mean,
well,
yeah. Like, let me ask you this, Dana: if you had the offer to come over and get naked in his shower, would you have?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, James, I think you missed an opportunity there.
For sure.
Huh.
I missed an opportunity there. I wasn't thinking.
All right. Well, listen. Sorry. Now that the hurricane's over, Dana, you have your power back.
I do.
All right. Now that the hurricane's over, do you have any interest in seeing James again, or?
I don't know. Like, what kind of guy just leaves a girl stranded like that, you know? Like, I don't.
But that wasn't
my
intention. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Dana. I just was trying to be respectful. I figured you knew someone. I didn't think you'd be. I wasn't thinking, obviously.
Be respectful when she has air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Huh. All right. Well, listen, Dana, listen, thank you so much for your time, and we're glad you have your power back.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right. Yeah, no, you're welcome. James.
I was, you know, I guess trying to be respectful is not always the right thing.
No, evidently not.
Yeah.
Also, I think, well, I mean, it's, you know what? You were in a tough spot, dude, I guess. Not really, though.
Was he? Because he had AC the whole time.
You were in a tough spot kicking back watching Game of Thrones in the air conditioner.
Yeah, right?
Hang on 1 second, dude. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.